can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you've got a hosting question, no question is a dumb question. We want to hear it. Please go to hostinghotline.com. All you have to do is, from your phone or from your computer, is record your question, and we will answer it here in the podcast, just like we're going to answer this one.
Hello, my name is Katie from Georgia, and we're about to start our first short-term rental. I've been listening to you all for a year and a half in preparation. My question right now is, how important is it to have drawers in the bedrooms? I currently don't have drawers, don't really want to add them because I like the look and the space that not having them provides. There are big closets in both bedrooms where I have put luggage racks, and there are shelves and places to hang clothes. So I'm thinking I don't usually use the drawers when I'm traveling, and I like to be able to put all of my stuff out of the way. So I've created that space in both bedrooms where guests can put their luggage on luggage racks in the closets. And then there are also shelves and places to hang. So just wondering if you all think that having drawers is an absolute must. Thanks so much.
That accent, Katie.
I know. I want to have a southern drawl for a day.
It's so cute. I love it. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for asking this question. It is an important question. And honestly,
Sarah, will you please, before we dig in, can you tell your HGTV story about closets?
Actually, there was a long time, probably until today, where I would have hidden from this situation. Okay, everyone. In 2015, my husband and I did an HGTV show, not just one episode. We did a show, 8 episodes. And it was one of those competition shows. And
in a short-term rental, in a vacation rental.
Yes, in a short-term rental, in a vacation rental on Gulf Shores. And this was like a couple years after we started our first short-term rental in New York. So as you guys know, I thought I knew all the things. And I was also moonlighting as a professional organizer. And when I say moonlighting, I was getting my,
That's where the living in New York and the organizing is where this closet issue
came in. I was figuring out who I was. Post-Broadway, Sarah. I did not know who I was. And I loved organizing, so I was doing that. We had our first short-term rental. I was doing that. I got myself an HGTV show. What the heck? Anyway, the first challenge was the primary bedroom. And there were 2 closets in there. And I probably had just helped, like, I don't know, a dozen clients redesign their closets in New York. And like, you guys, I knew everything. I knew the space between the top rack and the bottom rack. I knew drawer. I mean, I knew the dimensions of all the things. I like had a little cheat sheet. I was obsessed. And so when this challenge came, I was like, oh, Nick, we're going to outfit these closets. We're going to win this challenge. It's going to be amazing. Well, I sure did buy all the things to like organize out the closet, like outfit it with like top hang, bottom hang. Like there was drawers built in. Like I painted it. It was a whole thing. And Nicole Curtis, who was one of the judges who loved us, actually. She gave us a lot of really great compliments. But this, she was like, this is a vacation rental. Like, no one is unpacking. No one cares about, like, your organized closet. And it was a waste of money. And you know what? At that time, she was definitely not wrong.
Did you cry?
Yes. You guys, you can watch the show for a dollar on Apple, I think. No, seriously.
Why have I not bought it? I think I just
every
don't
episode
see you cry that much.
I cry over something really dumb because I really cared. I didn't care about winning the show. I just, like, every time I did something wrong, I hated myself.
Hey, new hosts. Are you swimming in a sea of questions like, how do I deter parties? How many towels should I have and where should I get them? What sheet should I use? What smart lock is best? What are the best practices when listing on Airbnb? How do I write a good title and description? Or maybe you don't even have your first property yet and you're wondering where to find it and how to know if it's a good deal. Well, we've been working on a solution to help new hosts get all their questions answered for over a year now, and we're finally proud and ready to share with you Thanks for Visiting's Hosting Handbook. It is the ultimate step-by-step digital resource guide for new hosts. The Hosting Handbook includes searchable videos and resources specifically tailored for you, the new host. Have a question about how to price your property? Use the Hosting Handbook's search functionality and type in pricing and boom. Videos and resources all about pricing your property will populate. Want to know what to include in your short-term rental kitchen? Just type in kitchen. Videos of Annette and me in an actual running short-term rental kitchen will appear, walking you through all the do's and don'ts we've learned over our 10 plus years of hosting. We've been stockpiling host questions for years, including what to do when a guest asks you challenging questions about discounts and pricing and so much more. Get all the videos, downloads, and resources you need to fast track yourself from new host to super host. Go to thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. That's thanksforvisiting.com/handbook. Get the ultimate blueprint for hosting today.
Anyway, but actually, we just recorded an episode with a guest, one of our Thursday episodes, and he actually mentioned this about how these days, everyone, post-COVID and work from anywhere and all the different ways that we travel and move about these days, I will stand on that hill and give this, you know, say on my what's it called? When you stand on a box and you declare things, what's it called? I don't know.
Soapbox.
My soapbox. And say that even though it's a vacation rental as its first best case, best use scenario, that the next one could be a longer term or a midterm rental. And that even if you're on the shores of the Gulf Shore, or if you're in a cabin in the middle of the woods, or you're in downtown Columbus, Ohio, I really do think there is a marketplace for experiential stays for the longer term. And so maybe I shouldn't have spent the amount of money I spent on those closets in 2015. But I do think that there is something to be said about having that, not even an exit strategy, but having that plan B for longer stays. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where, you know, what Katie's marketplace is, and I don't know who her ideal guest is, but in the off chance 30-day stays are longer, or midterm rentals are on your shoulder, or off seasons, you want to have longer stays, I do think having drawers is going to be important for you, Katie, but you don't need to do it right now. You don't need to do it before you open
and
your doors.
They can be inexpensive.
Like, yes, they can be inexpensive for sure.
I have a chest of drawers inside my closet because, Katie, I heard your concern. Like, you like the aesthetic of the room. You like the spacing in your room. So you can get a small chest of drawers and put it inside your closet really inexpensively. And the one thing I want to say about this, and I know a lot of people, and I do it after a certain amount of nights, but think about hotels. Like, most of them have at least one or two drawers because there are people that like to unpack their suitcases completely. And so that is where drawers do come in handy if people want to put their unmentionables in there, other things. So I can share that if you still want to keep this aesthetic, the spacing, and something inexpensive, put a chest of drawers inside because you noted that you have big closets. And the other thing for everybody out there, what I've been noticing when I've been staying a lot of places recently is there is not enough hangers for all of my hanging clothes. There's like two or three hangers.
Or so hooks.
Yeah. So if you are offering these big closets, they are an inexpensive investment too, to make sure that if there's two people staying and they have a multitude of clothes, that they have enough hangers to be able to hang it up. But I think, like Sarah said, you don't need to do it right now, but I do think having a chest of drawers inside the closet for those midterm stays, for the people that like to unpack when they're coming to stay, it is a nice to have for sure.
Here's some of the creative ways that you can add drawers to your space. They could be, and I actually just did this in a duplex, they could be your nightstands, and make sure the nightstands have three drawers to them. And you will probably find recordings of me where I say, don't have drawers because you don't have to inspect them. But again, the way we're traveling and how long people are staying, it continues to blow my mind in both vacation and urban markets. So it could be your nightstands or under beds in New York, we would always do those like drawers that they're on casters and you can pull them out and people can fold their clothes and put them under the bed. So if your bed is high enough, you could do it there. I also have tiny little spaces here in Columbus and we don't have enough room in the bedroom for dresser drawers. So I use my TV console. I just put a dresser there instead. So you kind of like anchor your TV, but then there's drawers. It's in the living room, but still it's a place where guests can fold and put away their clothes or not even just clothes. Sometimes if they're, again, if they're staying for long, maybe they have their beach towels with them or like anything else, just they want to have it away and not out and all over the place. That's another really cool place that you could put them. Katie, you'll have this on as your listing once it goes live.
We're excited for you. Thanks for listening. And if you want your question answered, like Sarah said at the beginning, please go to hostinghotline.com. We can't wait to hear your voice and answer your question.
With that, I am Sarah Karakan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.